Dan Harris is anchor of Good Morning America Weekend. Dan is a best-selling author. The book is entitled 10% Happier, I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. It's a true story. Dan also has an app, 10% Happier Meditation App, and Dan Harris joins us now. How are you, brother?
I'm trying to get over those speed jokes, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah, you know, you try to cheer people up on a daily basis, yes. By the way, when I mention meditation, people just kind of turn that off. Have you had that problem?
Yes. I mean, I personally was one of the people who would, you know, go my facial expression would twist into a scowl if somebody brought up the word meditation. I was not a fan at all. So I get it. When people are turned off, I get it.
I want to explain to people again, and we just told this story a few minutes ago, but you were a workaholic. When you stopped working, you got depressed, you turned to some drugs, and that infamous panic attack while you were anchoring at the GMA news desk. I watched it again during commercials right before we had you on, and you could tell that you were unraveling, but you threw it back to the desk. So I don't think it's as bad as you thought. How many times have you watched that?
I've watched that thousands of times, and you're absolutely right. I was unraveling, and on national television, which was very uncomfortable. But I had this luxury of being able to toss it back to the main hosts of the show, Diane Sawyer and Charlie Gibson. Had that not been there for me, it would have gotten apocalyptic.
How do you explain to people that, you know, when something bad happens, something good happens. So here is a higher power sending you a message. Okay, Dan, you're not listening. You're turning to drugs. You're still working hard. We have to have a panic attack on national TV so you can change around your life. After that happened, when did you finally get your life straightened out?
Okay, so to be clear, it's not like I had the panic attack and then like started meditating and then my life was a nonstop parade of, you know,
no,
unicorns barfing rainbows or something like that.
Right.
So it was a little bit of a journey, but I went to see a shrink who pointed out that my drug use while intermittent, and I wasn't high on the air, but I had been doing drugs, you know, for a couple of years before maybe a year or so before the panic attack. He said it was enough to change my brain chemistry and make it more likely for me to freak out. And so then I quit doing drugs. I started seeing the shrink, and I really did get my life together. But over time, through dealing with it, through seeing the shrink, and then oddly, because I had been assigned to cover faith and spirituality for ABC News, over time, I ultimately started to hear about the scientific research into meditation, and that's when I started doing the meditation, and that really did help.
Well, you talk about three steps. You sit upright, you take some deep breaths, and when your mind wanders, focus back on the breath. That's it.
That's basically it. I would just say, so you don't have to take deep breaths. You just breathe the way you normally breathe. Your body is breathing anyway. There's nothing special about the breath per se as it pertains to meditation. It's just a place to put your attention. So since it's always with us, and if it's not with us, then you're probably having a panic attack. Or actually, you know, in this COVID-19 time, since breathing has become a very sensitive issue, you might want to pick something else to meditate on, like just the feeling of your hands touching or the feeling of your whole body sitting. There are lots of things you can use as your object of meditation, but the point isn't what you pick as the object of your meditation. It's that you're going to, as soon as you try to focus on one thing at a time, your mind's going to go nuts. You're going to start thinking about, you know, where do gerbils run wild? When can I finally get a haircut? You know, why did Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas for Best Picture in 1991? Blah, blah, blah. And the whole game is just to notice
right
when you've become distracted and to start again and again and again. And that's a bicep curl for your brain. And the science shows that this is how you change your brain over time.
Well, our news anchor, Steve Bertrand, here at WGN Radio, you use it, Steve.
Every day. Dan, I love the app. I use it every day.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're still able to put up with the speed jokes?
Yeah, I'm still a little freaked out, but it's definitely...
Well, explain it to me, you two, because I can't sit still. I've tried to meditate. I don't know. My meditation is working on my lawn because my mind just goes somewhere and I'm relaxed. Is that basically the same thing?
No. Although, let me just say that the working on your lawn is great. I don't want to stop you from doing that. I think that's amazing. And a lot of people have things like that, from running to knitting to gardening to taking a walk in nature. Those are all incredibly important things to do. And I am they're not meditation, I don't think, by my definition.
Okay.
But I'm not a meditation fundamentalist. I don't believe that meditation is the only way to get yourself happy. I think there are lots of ways. Meditation should just be one of them. But just to answer your question about not being able to sit still, I have the same problem. You know, I wrote a book, another book called Meditation for Fidgety Skeptics, and I am one of those. You don't have to sit for an hour. You can just do 1, 2, 5 minutes. And, you know, and on our app, we have got all these short meditations. And the whole goal is just to, you know, sit there briefly and to try to focus on one thing. And then when you get distracted, start again and again and again. And this has two big benefits. One is it makes your brain better at focusing. And we have science that proves this. And two is it gives you a kind of self-awareness, a familiarity with your own inner nonsense, so that that inner nonsense doesn't own you all the time. How many times have you been hit by a blast of anger and then you say something that ruins the next 48 hours of your marriage or whatever? Can you get 10% better at navigating your own emotions?
For example, Dan, I woke up this morning and realized Pete was working today, and right away I started to get agitated.
Right, and you got angry, and then
realized
you hit the app.
It's just a passing thought. I don't have to hold on to it.
How much time a day do you sit on this app, Steve?
You know, I don't do a long time, but 10 or 15 minutes. They have different daily sort
when
of
you
guided.
Started, was it 10 minutes, or do you start at like 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Dan's got one on there that's for a minute, you know, do one for a minute. But sit 10, 15 minutes, and they're guided, so they give you a lot of things to think about. It's really been great.
Dan, 100 other questions. Can you hold on? We need to check weather and traffic, okay?
Go for it. I'm holding on.
Dan Harris from ABC on the line with us. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios on the phone with us. 10% Happier is the meditation app, also the name of the book. It is Dan Harris from ABC News. You know, I had Paula Ferris on last week, and I met Paula when she was back here in Chicago for years, and we've stayed in touch, and, you know, she quit everything. And that was my first question. She wrote her book. You know, she quit The View. She quit GMA Weekend. And she said that you were a big part of that because she was trying to find herself, Dan, throughout that process.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily think she should quit everything, but I admire what she's done, and I think she's done the right thing. She's pursued a balance between her career and her family. I am still just as ambitious as I've always been, and I work incredibly hard. So I think everybody's got to make their own decisions. But I am not one of these people who started meditating and shaved my head and moved up into the Himalayas. You know, I am definitely very much in the world, very much, you know, actively engaged in my career, both as a meditation app entrepreneur and as a journalist at ABC News. So, but I also, I think I'm now doing it in a way that optimizes for the benefit of my family, you know, my relationship. So I made a decision a couple months ago to leave Nightline, which I had been anchoring for many years. And
right.
I did that to spend more time with my family. And so it's about a balance for everybody. But I just want to make sure that I'm clear that I'm not like, you know, start meditating, quit your job.
Do you miss Paula on Good Morning America weekends?
It depends on, my answer is going to depend on whether she's going to hear this.
Well, she is on the phone, so there you go. Paula, he probably knew that you were going to come on. Paula Ferris, I love that. That is a great answer, Dan.
Wait, Dan, did you have any idea that I was going to be on this call?
I had no idea. I might not have agreed to do it.
So Pete, that should answer your question right there. But I know that Dan loves me and is in a good space with me when he's openly mocking me and making fun of me. So this is us. This was our banter. We were like brother and sister. I miss you. I can admit I miss you, Dan.
Paula's love language is words of affirmation. She likes to say nice things. My love language is verbal abuse, and so that's the way it goes.
Dan said he didn't advise you to quit everything. He thought maybe you could scale back a little bit. But Dan, when you heard that Paula said, "I'm quitting The View, I'm quitting Good Morning America Weekend," what was your first reaction?
Well, it wasn't all at one time. So The View, I was supportive of both of them, but they happened sequentially, and I was a little surprised by the weekend GMA, but that was frankly a bit, my attitude was a bit polluted by the fact that there was self-interest there, which is I didn't want her to leave. So, but it took me a minute to come around to seeing why that was the right thing for her to do. And once I was convinced that once I was able to set aside my own self-interest and let her go, I realized that that was the right thing to do. And I was 100% supportive. Very brave. Very brave.
Paula, is the door still open if you want to come back?
To Weekend GMA?
Yeah.
Or you say, listen, I think I truly believe in the team that's there right now with Whit and Eva and Dan. And I'm a big believer in handing the baton to people and letting them flourish and bloom. I'm not the type of person that likes to hang on and cling on. Like, I like to empower people and build into those people. And I think there are other things that are out there for me, other things, different vocational branches that I'm exploring. So there, I'm exploring those. I'm looking forward to branching out and trying some new things. But as for going back, nope, I believe in the team that's there, and I fully am invested in them.
Okay. I like it. Dan, any parting words for Paula before she goes?
I do want to say, though, in all of this, I have become Dan's spiritual guru, so he needs to admit this on the air.
Really?
I have become his spiritual guru. It's like the tables have turned a little bit, right, Dan? That should answer your question.
I love that Dan is so honest that he doesn't even answer. And by the way, is this the first time you two have been back together on air anywhere?
No, a couple weekends ago when I came on to Weekend GMA to talk about my book.
Oh, God.
Dan and I were there. But Dan and I stay in close contact. I text him all the time. He abuses me in return. So, you know, it's the tit for tat. But I miss you, Dan. I tell you this all the time. I know it makes you uncomfortable and you hate it when I give you big hugs. But if I could, I'd give you a big bear hug right now.
I know this is the one upside of social distancing. No, I'm totally kidding. Paula, I love you. And I'm so, this is amazing. This actually really made my morning. So thank you for making this happen.
How about that? And Dan, it took us forever to get you on the air. And I had to have Paula, you know, nudge you a little bit, but I like that.
What does that say about me? He had no problem getting me on, but Dan, he had to like jump through hoops. So Dan's a big deal. Dan's the big man on campus here.
He is a big deal. Paula, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye, Dan. I miss you. Bye, Pete. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Talk soon. She is one of the nicest people on the planet. She is. And you can't fake chemistry. You two were so good together on Good Morning America Weekend.
I mean, really, you can't fake chemistry, it has to do with the fact that we were and are genuine friends, and that is evidenced by the fact that we're still in touch, even though we don't work together. So it's, you don't get gifts like that often in an on-air career where somebody is assigned to work with you, and then you really, they become part of your life.
Love it. Dan Harris. Steve Bertrand, any parting words for Dan? I know you love this app.
I do love the app. And Dan, my life will be complete if I can meet Joseph Goldstein.
Oh, man. Joseph Goldstein's our founding teacher, one of the main teachers on the app. And, like, he's this incredible human being. He's not at all what you would think a meditation, quote-unquote, guru would look like. He's a 75-year-old Jewish guy from the Catskills in New York who went to Columbia University. He's an Ivy League grad who probably would have ended up being an architect or a lawyer, but in his 20s, after going into the Peace Corps, he found meditation, and now he's like he's like the top of the top of the A-list for American meditation teachers.
And, you know, he leads these meditations in a way that is incredibly calming and supportive, and I just can't say enough about it. I'm really grateful to you for doing this.
I'm getting it, guys. Dan, you're the best. We got to have you back. We got news coming up. We got to run. Okay, can you hold on one second?
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
Dan Harris from ABC News. Dan, hold on just 1 second. That is awesome. 10% happier is the meditation app.